You have to keep your focus and do everything possible to do what it is that you need to do to get those customers. So how many of you have seen Blazing Saddles? So maybe half the audience. So there's a scene with Blazing Saddles where the bad guys are attacking, and the good guys, in trying to make sure that their town doesn't get destroyed, build a fake town out in the desert. And it's just the facades of buildings. There's nothing behind them. And that's what version 1.0 products often looks like. There's not a lot of substance because you can't invest a lot of time in building it if you're bringing something to market. And you have to anticipate that you have to look bigger than you're actually going to operate. And so the challenge at the beginning is, how do you balance it? We didn't want too many clients because they were going to be too saturated. We couldn't deliver great results. And we didn't want too many creatives because they get bored quickly because there weren't enough projects. And so when we believed that our product was sufficiently mature, at least for version 1.0, and that we were able to manage this growth, we really became active in the blogs, we became active on Twitter and other social media. You have to be as focused on getting those customers and on solving problems. And you can't pay attention to anything else. And so when we launched our business, we were literally in that kind of environment. We could not think about anything going on in our lives. We couldn't think about the movies that were out. We couldn't think about books that we liked. We couldn't think about, in some ways, our kids, our wives, our families, our friends. One point we had a conversation in my car whether we should hire some of our friends, because that's the only way to be contemplating that we would see them over the next year or two. So you have to feel that way about getting customers and about starting your business.